Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. I'm sorry I had to did it on a late night notice because of where I was out, and didn't get a chance to really put it up in time for people to tune in. But there's a lot going on, and some of it appears to be extremely dangerous. A lot of dangerous threats being hurled. And then, of course, we have ruler against ruler. It was Jeremiah, Pelosi, and Trump. Communist Pelosi, I should say. And this is a big standoff, and it shows utter and total disrespect for the president office. Whether you like Trump or don't like him, it's immaterial. It's just total disregard for the office. And this is typical of the communists. Pelosi's a deep state communist. No other way to word it. So is Schumer. The rest of these, they're guilty of treason. They're trying to overthrow this nation. Anyway, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Yeah, you're right. I think Pelosi has the virus.
Let's get into that. Long as you brought up the word virus, we had the stupidity virus on the Bible codes. But I noticed that Barry's got a new one. Do you have it in front of you, the words?
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Yeah, let's go into that. What's the latest on that?
Well, it's very interesting because, you know, he had run that stupidity virus under a different matrix but found it. And this one's really interesting. This was one, a matrix by Barry Rothman, January the 22nd. He's still got it under construction. The title is... Is our divided government linked to UFOs? Question mark. And he makes the comment, does UFOs or alien virus in any way affect government and Congress? And in this first matrix, he's actually got 11 wordings and one phrase. Let me read them to you and see what you think. Number one, government is divided. Number two, infection. Number three, virus. Number four, Schumer. Number five, McConnell. Number six, and not make your way successful. Number seven, shutdown. Number eight, controller. Number nine, UFO. Number 10, computer. Number 11, capital. What do you think, Stuart?
Wow, that sounds like, well, of course, we do know that the Lord overrides all government functions, ultimately, and he can do what he wants. And this is kind of interesting that he's dividing the nation, just like Jeremiah said. It's ruler against ruler, only it's gone up now to the point where it's basically shutting down the government. Who knows what they're putting in these chemtrails, as far as that goes. And it's odd in a way that Pelosi's not involved here, but Schumer and McConnell, we've all known McConnell is deep state, along with Schumer. And, of course, this is what happens when you don't have term limits. These people get entrenched, and they work to overthrow the nation. And they wouldn't be able to do that if they were limited to like a 4-year term and could never serve again in any capacity. It would make a huge difference to the nation. But it's interesting, too, that it says controller UFO. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, absolutely.
And what's computer? What do you make of the term computer?
Well, it's really interesting. It reminds me a little bit way back there on this very unusual Stuxnet virus that Israel and I guess the U.S. Applied into Iran that if you'll remember, McAfee and one of the guys from Russia said, you will never get that out of the internet system, and it will only mutate and grow. Now, they didn't talk about what it was all about, but McAfee got out of the whole business himself. And it makes me wonder, you know, you remember Netanyahu, supposedly there was an oddball report that he had met with a UFO that had landed. And a little bit after that was when this very, I guess you could say, unique virus called Stuxnet was introduced.
Well, of course, maybe, you know, these fallen angels have tons of knowledge, and even the Lord's angels do, too. So I guess it's kind of like when you see a UFO. Is it ours? Is it theirs? And if it's theirs, who are they? You know, we're in a kind of a quagmire right now, but this would tend to confirm that this is above humanity that's engineering this. And of course, the Lord would be the overlord, if you wanted to call him that, of dividing and taking down America and allows this to happen. I don't think there's any question that we are divided. Government, they've worked for years to divide the people. You divide and conquer. Ethnic group against ethnic group. Religious group against religious group. So here we go. I think we're in the final phase of the takedown of the United States. That's my goal. That's how I read it, anyway. Seems odd that all this is happening, too, right after the blood red moon. What do you think?
Well, what was interesting too, Stuart, is there's not much out there about it, but you can certainly find the meteoroid strike on the moon as it was red. In other words, it was totally encompassed by the shadow that turned the moon red, and then a strike in the moon while they're watching, and that's kind of interesting, don't you think?
Well, it's a message. I think it's a message to the United States and to Israel and to the West that we're about to get hit with a meteorite. And it might have a reference back to that deal down there in, where was that meteorite supposed to hit? I can't think of the name of the, Puerto Rico, just off Puerto Rico. Remember that pastor had that vision. He's never recanted it, so, and it's never happened, but it could anytime. And that meteorite was supposed to create a tsunami that would take out a good part of the United States East and South Coast regions. So very, very deadly, and a warning. There's no question in my mind that Red Moon was, or the Blood Moon was, a warning to Israel and to the United States, and especially, I think, to the Jewish people that are living in the United States. You know, for the last couple of years, the rabbis have been saying, return to Israel, return to Israel. Well, they're soon going to be forced to, whether they like it or not, because that's the way the Lord does things, you know. What is going on in Venezuela? That looks like a major war is developing. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, the very interesting part on that is the fact that today Trump officially recognized the opposition leader. His name's Juan Guaido, that was, actually sworn in to the presidency of Venezuela by the parliament today. And just as soon as that happened, Maduro, he cut all ties with the U.S. He gave, I think, the diplomat 72 hours to leave the country, and he put the military in the streets. So, and a matter of fact, Pence was on at talking, and he also said America supported, you know, the opposition leader as the new president, and at the same time, Pence said that all options are on the table. You know, my understanding of that is he did not rule out military intervention or invasion.
Well, here's the problem. We do know, I think, that China is involved down there, and who knows whether North Korea is. We know that Russian forces are, and in fact, Russia had sent some bombers over. They didn't stay there, but they've been building a military base on one of the islands just off the coast. And as we have warned people before, that could get far worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis when it comes right down to it. Because who knows what else they're doing if they're building an air base. And with the recent incident or possible incident, I don't think there's any way to vet it, but that possible, how do we call that? I guess an incident is the best way. Of this ramming of one of our destroyers and the possible sinking of a sub with China. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, this whole thing, he's telling, if he's severing all ties with the United States, that means he is seizing power, whether he's duly elected or not. And if we are backing the new president, or the one that was duly elected, I guess, that would mean probably that all things are on the table. Says the United States government has ordered all of its personnel to evacuate from Venezuela immediately. It's telling all American citizens in that country they should leave now. The communist dictator is allegedly ready to officially cut off all diplomatic ties, which I guess he did. So they already got social chaos. But why would you tell the American people to get out unless they feel that major war is right around the corner?
Yeah, that's very true. And my understanding of the situation with the island that Russia is building a base on is that they owed Venezuela, Maduro owed Russia a large sum of money, and they could not pay it. They defaulted on it, and Maduro literally signed over that island to Putin as a Russian, I guess you could say, part of geography. In other words, that island now is somewhat like Crimea. It's under Russian control, which really does complicate the matters. As you mentioned, there's also reports coming out of that region that Russia's down there. The Iranians have forces down there. It's supposed to be ISIS folks in that location. And also China is reportedly behind a lot of the migrant caravans coming north. And as well as we know at the moment, a lot of these caravans, nobody knows in the further rear end of these caravans who's involved, you know, because some of the I guess you could say, the front guard of the beginning of those caravans, if you'll remember, some of those were talking about there were tanks going to come up later on. So where were they going to come from? You know, and I know the American people just can't wrap their brain around an invasion. They just can't do it, even though Red Elk and even though the military did an assessment of an invasion, and even though, Stuart, I know I forwarded that to you today, actually, Lisa Haven interviewed Dave Hodges, and they're claiming a Red Dawn scenario is beginning on our southern border.
Yes, I think so, too. There's no question that the Bible says, and emphatically, that America is attacked, and we've known of infiltration. I've known about it for years because we got a call from a nun who was operating, I don't know what you'd call them, halfway house or help house or something for people coming across the border, and she claimed, and this was years and years ago, that she was shown maps and were talking to these people about where they were going and how they would embed themselves into their communities and live there. And when this call came forward, bang, we have not only internal conflict and a takedown, and we also know from long ago, and I'm sure you've heard about it, the Russian Sputnik nukes, suitcase nukes that have been brought into the United States and secreted away for use at a later time. So we could have tremendous mischief, as the Bible calls it, in our cities. And once that starts, we're on our way. And I'm very suspicious with Pelosi's move and the way they're acting that we're going to have national insurrection here put on by the communists to go further into a martial law situation. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with this Pelosi-Trump standoff. And, you know, it's amazing to me that the American people don't just rise up and impeach her, get rid of her, you know, and they don't want to do anything to these communists. This is what we're dealing with. And as we have been saying for years, this is a communist coup. It's just been on slow burner, but it seems to be speeding up at this point. And with a war in Venezuela, and what's this deal with the threats that are being made over, here's a headline, World War III, rapid military escalation occurring between Iran and Israel. Tensions between Iran and Israel are escalating and intensifying after Israel struck Iranian targets this week, a former Pentagon official has warned. And the threats that were made by the old Ayatollah, I guess, basically, we're going to bury you. You will not be anymore, Israel. And, of course, no. Israel keeps saying, well, you're not going to be anymore either. So.
Well, it's kind of interesting to go along with the one you just read, which was a Drudge Report headline about World War III and the rapid military escalation. I think I either told you or we might have mentioned it on a previous show that a lot of Israeli military were coming out into formation without a public, I guess you could say, deployment report. In other words, it's being done in secret. And matter of fact, here's a couple of headlines that are really interesting. I got this. I get notices, press releases, et cetera, you know, from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs there in Israel. In other words, the Prime Minister's office, the PMO. And listen to this, what he announced, actually. And matter of fact, what people don't know is Netanyahu right now is in the field with the IDF and preparing them. And matter of fact, listen to the headline. This is right out of the Prime Minister's office, okay? It says, Netanyahu now reporting, the main enemy we face is Iran. We are preparing for that confrontation. Now, that just dovetails right into the, I guess you could say, the scary headline you just read from Drudge Report. And then at the same time, you know, here's another one, breaking Israel news today. Iran fires missile at Golan. Now, we know that was history, but it then says that the Iranian or the Israeli intelligence minister is now reporting from the government that this begins open confrontation between Iran and Israel. War. So, I mean, that's where we're getting, Stuart. That's where the Middle East is going, and most Americans don't have a clue. And if America doesn't think that's going to involve them, I can't wake them up.
Yeah, and of course, I heard that Russia was, of course, would be siding with Iran anyway, due to treaties and friendship there. And So, yeah, it says this expert said if the Israelis begin to bring in aircraft and start attacking targets directly, this is particularly with the Russian presence there, it's going to really escalate into something much greater, and it's already becoming that. The Iranian guy, I can't remember how he worded it, but more or less issued a chilling message, warning it is impatient, ready to confront and destroy the nation, in a statement issued just hours after Israel launched their air raids in Syria. Well, Netanyahu has said, get your Iranian people out of Syria. We're not going to allow it. And what's this deal where they have said, you keep it up, we're going to attack. Syria issues ultimatum. Stop attacking us or we will attack Tel Aviv airport. What is that about?
Well, that goes along with the Iranian threat and the Syrian threat, which Russia supports. Remember, Russia said they were going to okay, I guess you could call it retaliatory attacks. If Israeli missiles came inside Syria, then Israel would also see Syrian missiles coming inside Israel. And now they've narrowed it down to saying to Israel that we're going to, you keep attacking, we're going to actually attack Tel Aviv airport, which is a major, I believe that's Ben Gurion airport, actually a major hub of that's a lot of civil, airplane traffic and all too. So that's a big deal. I mean, that's really a big deal. And then also, Netanyahu came out today, and it's on my post today. I don't have it in front of me, but Netanyahu is literally mocking that Iranian General Soleimani to his face, asking him what happened to all of his Iranian assets in Syria, and where did all that rubble come from that Israel created? So, and there is I did listen, Stuart, too, and I'd like your opinion on this. I listened to Ben Danoon on Israeli News Live today, and he was saying that intel that he's getting is that Netanyahu's reached a point of defense around Israel that he's ready to literally go to war with Iran, whatever it takes. So we're really at a high level, Stuart.
Well, and you've got Netanyahu in trouble anyway, politically, so normally, and we have a worldwide economic bubble that's about to burst, so what happens usually is everybody goes to war, and that's just one more phase of, mankind's stupidity, and I think the stupidity virus started probably back in the Garden of Eden. When they ate the apple. We call it the fall. But there's something wrong with humanity, and they won't admit it. So, this is where it goes. But when you get threats like this, sooner or later they have to escalate into the war. Where's the United Nations in this? This is probably what's going to happen. We go into the war, and then we get into this peace agreement that'll be shoved down everybody's throat. What do you think on that? It seems like that's where we're headed.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Stuart, because of the fact that, Kushner and I think Greenblatt and a few others were working on that peace treaty. And it's Trump's peace treaty is what they call it, and they were they've been going to try to implement that all this last year, but it didn't work out. And the latest I've heard from Pompeo and Kushner is the fact that because of troubles, and especially election troubles, as you brought up a minute ago with Netanyahu and Israel,
mm-hmm.
it appears now that they're going to have to wait until the April election for Netanyahu to proceed with the peace treaty. And there's also background chatter, though, that's kind of disconcerting because there appears to be, or there's claims, that there's attempted assassinations occurring against Abbas, you know, the Palestinian president.
Yes.
So there's something really strange going on, but it doesn't appear. This is what appears, Stuart, I'm just guessing, but it appears that they've got Trump so cornered that they're not able to implement what he has put forth. But it does appear that waiting in the background is the UN and the Vatican ready to implement a peace treaty of their own as they bring this to failure, possibly.
Yeah, I would guess they would do that. And it's all orchestrated. That's my take on it, folks. We're being scammed, really. It's all a sham. And you got the playbook. It's called the Bible. And you know which play, you know, it curtains up Act 1, curtains up Act 2. We are coming up on the final act before the Lord decides, well, I guess it's time for Daniel's 70th week. And maybe we'll straighten out the nations doing it that way, seeing as they will not be straightened out any other way. So, you know, have at it. And when the pieces are over, hopefully mankind will have learned a lesson for a week or two before they have at it again. The Lord's solution for the United States is a super heat wave, it appears, and it's very instantaneous, but it does its job. And it appears that the same thing is slated for the globe as well. And we're messing with a creator that does have patience, but there comes an end to anyone's patience. And when that happens, you got troubles. And as Red Elk said, I think we're getting ready to be spanked, is the way he worded it. And a spanking you don't want. What else you got, Larry? We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, what's kind of interesting, too, is the fact that with the hams, you know, the operators, the emergency management around the country, FEMA, et cetera, et cetera. We are seeing, I've never seen such a litany of warnings about an EMP ever, not ever. And on top of that, Stuart, you remember I think it was the second movie of Predators. Listen to this headline. The reason I bring that Predators movie is listen to this headline. This is brand new. Actually, it's on Q Alert and out of the press in the UK. NASA detects massive anomaly below Antarctica, a huge gravity anomaly beneath the ice of Antarctica. Says the anomaly measures at 300 mile wide distance and is possibly an impact crater below the ice. And the reason I mention that, Stuart, is there appears to be a gravity anomaly or some kind of anomaly they're monitoring satellites. But when they've actually tried to look down under that ice, they're finding something that looks like an impact crater ridge. And, Stuart, that really made me think immediately of Stan Deo. And remember, he said Antarctica at one time was back up in the Middle East area and an impact drove it the other direction.
Yes, I remember that. That Predator movie is very, very interesting. The second, third, I think it's the third one, where discover a magnetic anomaly, and they go down to take a look, and they discover an alien base under the ice. Very, very interesting. And Hollywood movies generally come from, how do I word this, legitimate sources, and they make it into fiction. Because the elite like to say, well, we were gentlemen, we told you all about it, it was in the movies. If you're not smart enough to figure out it was real, that's your problem. But we told you. And that's the way they operate out of Hollywood. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We'll certainly keep everybody posted if we have an emergency update, but look for war. Either in Israel, Venezuela, who knows? that's where we're headed, folks. We're headed into a time of trouble. Remember the blood red moon and what it meant. And I think we're going to prove it out, sadly. Anyway, good night. Take care.